Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, right here on RPN. I'm your host, Dean. Yeah, had to revamp the mic here. Woo! Yes, brought to you by TLBTalk.com, Freedom of Speech Social Network. Right. Wet my whistle here for a second. A dry throat yields a dry show, so gotta stay hydrated. Anyhow, before we get into the show, you know, I gotta ask, and this is something that blows me away. It is a trend I've been seeing. I know what you guys are gonna roll your eyeballs when I talk about Gab. I know you're asking also, why the hell are you still on Gab? Because as many The network is nowhere near as cool as my network, TLBTalk.com. A lot of civilized, super intelligent people. Problem is, not that many. We don't have the numbers that I want. Okay? Especially me sharing my information. A lot of these people already know what I know. So instead of spending a lot of time preaching to the choir, I want to get out to the dumb masses. And so that leads me to Gab, where I have more free speech than Facebook or those corporate social networks. And yes, a lot of people. Not that much again, but still, it's a different pool. But anyways, I get a lot of love on Gab. I complain about it all the time, but I get so much love. There's people always thanking me for my information, reposting. I get a lot of love. But yet, it's like, I don't know, walking on a rainy day. You're gonna, you know, talking to people and going through the different myriads of people. Again, this social network houses the largest group of white supremacists and racists anywhere else on the internet. Okay? So, it's a bittersweet thing. It's like walking in the rain and just feeling cleansed, but then again, you're going to walk through some mud. So, there, I got to get this off my chest. And I got to get Mike on here, and maybe he can help me make some sense of this. I got to pull this up also. Beside Mike on Digital Wheels of Steel. Let's talk about this. There's this it's so hard to explain. I guess I can call it clickbait, because that's what it really is. There's always an article saying, you know, such and such such black person killed this many people. Why haven't you heard about this mass shooting? And it's always from some lesser known publication. But you and it rouses up all the racists, and they'll put their comment on it, because blacks are beyond reproach now. You can't, these N-words can get away with whatever they want now. And it's just getting, you know, these white racists upset. Why haven't you heard the story? Yet it's the most shared story out of any of them. Are they so dumb and inbred they can't understand what clickbait is, that they're being used to spread the information even further? I mean, do you have any opinion on this, Mike? Have you seen this trend at all? Paging Mike, Digital Wheel Steel.
And I just got a call about a family issue. Unfortunately, I'll be.
Oh,
back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll chat about that. Just give me a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, everybody's been on YouTube, right? And you know what clickbait is. When you see those thumbnails, title cards for the videos, you know, nobody's talking about this information. Why hasn't this been covered? And you click on it, and it's just not what it is. And it's usually some news that you've already heard, but twisted completely out of context. To the point, it's fake news. Well, hook, line, and sink. I mean, I guess there's the formula of getting people to go to your, you know, little website. But I just can't get why people don't understand it's clickbait. Is it willful ignorance? It's freaking clickbait. I don't know. Is it just the desire to harp on something? It doesn't matter if you know that you're right or wrong, but you're just going to use something to harp and harp and harp. I find that's what racist people do. I don't know. I didn't really want to... This is not subject of the show, but I just wanted to get that off my chest before we actually got into the show, because I want to have fun. I would like to just... go ahead and go into our fun little material. I don't know, Mike, are you ready?
Yeah, I got the sheriff or the tucker.
Oh, actually, you know what? Let me preface this. Okay, the sheriff's department. Now, this is like so awesome. The first time I've seen this, this is actually an update to the story. Now, there's a police department who is investigating a sheriff for something that he did off duty. I don't know. He was drunk. He was called into a scene. You know, he wasn't clothed in his uniform, he's in his civvies, he's just drunk, whatever. Apparently he knew some political figure, and he's texting between this political figure and trying to resolve the situation so the police don't do anything. But the sheriff is literally in communications with the suspect, who's some political figure. And so the police department wanted to go and get the sheriff's phone. The judge actually got the warrant to go get his phone. Sheriff's department started acting like, you know, no, we run things here. You're not taking anybody in. You're not doing anything. So there was a clash between the sheriff's department and the police department. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that.
Keep him up there.
Come over here, sir.
Keep him up there.
Sheriff, go.
What are you doing? Stop, stay out here.
Jesus! They hurt. Am I under arrest?
You're being detained.
Well, yeah. Why do I have to have cuffs on?
Serving and executing warrants are common elements of any cop's job. But what happens when that warrant has to be served on another police officer? How much do cops let their peers get away with? On May 14th, 2020 in New Mexico, warrants were served on Rio Arriba County Sheriff James Lujan for his personal and professional county-issued cell phones. The search was in relation to two instances in which Lujan, dressed in plain clothes, tried to interfere with the investigation of Espanola police. The officers involved confirmed they had not called him to either scene and felt that he was obstructing their efforts. The first incident occurred in March 2020 when police were attempting to serve former Espanola City Councilor Philip Chacon an arrest warrant relating to an attack on one of his tenants. Chacon did not immediately comply, however, he did barricade himself inside of his home. It was during this standoff that body cam footage showed Lujan randomly arriving on the scene.
Pull everybody out. Hey, I'll bring them in.
He instructed a female officer.
I don't want to pull them back.
Excuse me? I'm not asking. I'm telling you. I will bring him in. Okay? We don't need to make this bigger than what it is.
Hey, the sheriff just pulled in, and he's asking us to pull back
and he'll pull him in, but he's been drinking. I can smell it on him.
She then declared that she was going to call a superior officer to handle the situation because Lujan was already pushing his weight around with her. "We're not pulling back," she eventually shared with the other officer. Then she asked if he, too, smelled alcohol on Lujan, which he confirmed. Shakan eventually surrendered and was arrested. However, throughout the encounter, Lujan revealed to Espanola officers that he had been communicating with Shakan while he was still locked inside his home. He also showed her text messages that were meant to imply that Shakan wasn't actually inside of his home and instead in Santa Fe at one point. Throughout the investigation of Chacon's case, police found texts, Facebook messages, and emails that led to suspicious against city councilor John Raymond Vigil. It was alleged that Chacon sent Vigil information pertaining to other violent batteries he was involved with. When asked, first as a witness, by police about this, Vigil said that he received random stuff including pictures from Mr. Chacon that he would never view. He was also alleged to have coached Chacon on how to further elude demolition of property that he wanted to purchase during a council meeting. Because of his behavior and failure to assist police, Vigil was charged with two counts of conspiracy, one count of unlawful interest in a contract worth more than $50, all fourth-degree felonies, and a misdemeanor count of refusing to aid an officer in connection with Chacon's investigations. However, all charges were later dismissed. Vigil was actually elected mayor of Espanola in 2022, which was controversial among some of its residents and sparked the resignment of several former officials. All of this relates to the second incident Lujan involved himself in May 2022. Lujan decided to show up again, but this time with Undersheriff Martin Trujillo, with detectives Ernest Sosueto and Zach Wright, arrived at Vigil's home to serve a warrant for Vigil's phone, which was the source of some of the evidence mentioned earlier. During that incident, Lujan called and talked to Vigil's lawyer. However, Vigil eventually came out of his home and his phone was confiscated by the detectives without further incident. Lujan was already under suspicion for his odd behavior during the standoff with Chacon, and this additional intervention only grew the target on his back. In fact, he was already on 9th Judicial District Attorney Andrea Reeb's radar before the two incidents even occurred. She said that she received calls from numerous people accusing Lujan of wrongdoing, but all the accusers were too afraid and wanted to stay anonymous. So, she was never able to pursue prosecution against him. Not until he pulled the two obstructions, that is. With his connections to Chacon and Vigil, it was soon apparent that Lujan's phones would also need to be seized, and a warrant was issued. Reeb said that she wanted to examine the nature of the communications Lujan engaged with Chacon and or Vigil. She also stated that she also wanted to see if there were patterns in both of Lujan's alleged obstructions. Every encounter with law enforcement was combative. It was always a power thing with him, Reeb noted of Lujan's behavior. It was always this arrogance. It was always, "I'm the top law enforcement official in the land," or in Rio Arriba County. And the warrant similarly stated, "Sheriff Lujan continues to show a pattern of arriving on active scenes in which Espanola police personnel are investigating crimes and interfering." This brings us back to May 14th. Lujan continued his defiant, higher-than-mighty behavior when officers attempted to serve the warrant, calling for two of his phones. Body cam footage showed Lujan reading the warrant and questioning its legality on numerous occasions.
"I have the case number on here for the original. That's a PD case number. It doesn't have a magistrate or a district case. This is in district court, too, and this is a magistrate warrant. Okay?"
Lujan also declared to Wright and Sosueto that he wanted to talk with his lawyer, Nathaniel Tompkins, before the search warrant could be executed. Throughout the video, Lujan was continually argumentative, and he and others employed at the sheriff's office were allowed to roam around aimlessly, with several chances for Lujan to delete things off of the phones. At one point, he handed the phones to Trujillo, and then claimed he didn't even have them. As Lujan continued to be non-compliant, tensions rose so high that Police Chief Roger Jimenez, one of the officials who resigned after Vigil was elected mayor, had to get involved.
"You know, I don't want to, I really don't. I don't want to have to put anybody in cuffs. I don't. But if that's what I have to do, then I will do it. I don't want to do that."
Then, after Lujan, Jimenez, Wright, and Sosueto found themselves outside, Lujan grinned and gestured to his body and said that the search warrant stated that the officers could search his person for the phones.
"You have your search warrant set to search me for personal phones?"
"He has the phones. He already told me he has the phones."
"Okay. That's not what the search warrant says, does it?"
"Okay, so you want us to lock down the sheriff's office? You're going to stay out here, sir. Stay out here.
For what? Because the, Roger.
Under sheriff, you can go through the court system. We are. We're going to lock down this building until he gives me those phones."
"Really?
Yes, that's what the DA's office is about."
"Really?
Yeah. Where do you think going? He's going out."
You're not going to stop me from leaving if I want to leave. Am I under arrest?
If we have to.
Am I under arrest?
Not now.
Get away from
me. Not now. Go back inside. We're going to go back in the office. Seriously.
Don't touch. Back off.
You can go in the office, but don't reach.
For whatever reason, after a while, Lujan had a change of heart, and he ordered Trujillo to hand over the phones. However, Reeb, who was appointed as special prosecutor in the case, later said that she suspected that neither of the phones produced were the ones the prosecution wanted. She alleged that Lujan had a third phone that he had been seen talking on and using before the first search warrant. Lujan was arrested and charged with failing to comply with the stipulations of a search warrant and physically resisting arrest. He was also charged with resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer in relation to the Chacon and Vigil interactions. Undersheriff Trujillo was charged with aggravated assault on a peace officer after ordering deputies to draw their firearms against the police who tried to execute the search warrant of Lujan, but his case was dismissed after he agreed to retire at the end of February 2022. But it turns out that this wasn't the only time Lujan had disobeyed the law and helped his friend Chacon evade police contact. In fact, on December 2nd, 2021, he was convicted by a Santa Fe jury of harboring a felon, in which he helped Chacon hide after a high-speed chase in 2017, and intimidating a witness when he told a deputy not to tell anyone where Chacon was. That was the second trial on those counts, as the jury couldn't reach a verdict in the first one, which occurred earlier in June. He was sentenced by State District Judge Kathleen McGarry Ellenwood to 3 years in prison and a year and a half of probation. As Lujan was being sentenced, the judge said, "There are some elected officials, such as a judge, a district attorney, and a sheriff, that are held to a higher standard." She also said that he let down the people of Rio Arriba County who elected him. Rio Arriba does not have its own laws, nor is the law applied any differently there than anywhere else in the state. Judge McGarry Ellenwood commented, "The law is the law. You are not above the law, nor can you ignore the law when it serves your purpose." Rio Arriba County Manager Lucia Sanchez confirmed that Lujan resigned an hour after he was convicted through a single-sentence letter in which he wrote that he was stepping down with a heavy heart. During the trial, Dennis Mayes, a private investigator hired by the New Mexico Attorney General's office, reminded the court of other instances of unethical behavior Lujan was accused of, including a pending civil case filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, alleging that he harassed a journalist. A suit filed by a former deputy alleging that Lujan violated the State Whistleblower Act, and a $55,000 settlement paid by Rio Arriba County in 2020 to a man who said Lujan pulled him over and shouted obscenities at him for having a Mexican flag on his truck on July 4th. Mayes said, "During my time as a Secret Service agent, I was all over the world working with different law enforcement agencies, big ones, small ones, rich ones, poor ones, and I have never, ever had the experience of dealing with a law enforcement agency like that of Sheriff Lujan's. I would say that if there was anyone who deserves a substantial term of incarceration, it's James Lujan." It's interesting to note that Lujan was not the first Rio Arriba County Sheriff to get into legal trouble. His predecessor, Thomas R. Rodella, is currently serving 10 years, broken down in 37 months, for deprivation of rights and 84 months for brandishing a firearm while committing the civil rights offense, a total of 121 months of imprisonment. With 3 years of supervision to be completed after he is released from prison, he was also ordered to pay a $200,000 fine. During his trial, evidence established that on May 11, 2014, Rodella and his son, in Rodella's personal vehicle, engaged in an unwanted high-speed pursuit of a victim identified only as MT. They then blocked MT's vehicle on a dead-end lane. Rodella Jr. proceeded to drag MT from his car, and he identified his father as the sheriff. When MT asked to see Rodella's badge, he was assaulted with a firearm and the badge itself. After that encounter, Rodella told his deputies to arrest the man, and he was released from custody 2 days later. Hopefully, Mayes said during Lujan's trial, the next sheriff of Rio Arriba County will learn from Lujan and Rodella. It's not your fiefdom. It's not your kingdom. You are elected by the people, and it's your responsibility to protect and to serve them. After hearing conflicting testimony regarding Lujan's character, in which his son and one of his peers described him as compassionate and a hero, who was the most honest and kind-hearted man, Judge McGarry Ellenwood said that she has felt if she was hearing the descriptions of two separate people. She told Lujan, "You did serve your community, and at times you served it well. At other times, you did not." When it came for him to address the court, Lujan simply said,
"Yes, Your Honor, I try to do the best that I can to help everybody I can, and I in no way would want to harm anyone.
After his sentencing, Lujan was not handcuffed, as many other convicted felons would be, and he grasped his hands against his chest while being escorted out of the courtroom. Lujan's attorney, Jason Bowles, said that he will likely appeal this verdict and asked the judge to let his client remain free pending that appeal. His request was denied. He is still awaiting trial for charges related to his behavior in 2020.
Yeah. Wow, that was a lengthy one. So... And just to add a little bit more coloring to this, the actual sheriffs, when the police were coming up to the sheriff's police station, they asked for the phones. The sheriff, well, actually, the deputy sheriff, the sheriff underneath that sheriff, it's kind of weird how they say that, because technically all deputies are sheriff's deputies. But anyways, the second in command is basically running interference hard. And on top of it, you know, the police are actually being nice. They're being too courteous. We have a warrant. We want the phones. That's it. You know, and the sheriff finally gets there. I mean, asking other police officers, "You're going to arrest me?" Well, we will if we have to. If he was not a sheriff, he was not a deputy, anybody resisting giving up evidence would have been pinned to the ground, handcuffed, building searched. That would have been the protocol. And just because this guy is also a sheriff, the idea of these people being immune, I know there's professional courtesy. It seems how everyone in that situation is supposed to know the law. While they're sitting there having an argument just long enough for this cop to, the sheriff to go and pick up the wrong phones on purpose, because that's what initially what he was arrested for. He gave the wrong phones on purpose. Obstruction of justice. Wow. It's nice to actually see these guys get taken down for obstruction of justice, because a lot of them do. I just think it's hilarious. I picked this clip. I just thought it was funny. You'd actually have to see the visuals of it. Just, you would be laughing. But just, I mean, these guys were, they look like they're about to go to war. Sheriff's deputies started piling up in the lobby, sort of kind of pushing the cops outside. Even some of them even going as far as having their hands on their pistols. And at the behest, at the word of the sheriff, like, it would have gone down. It really would have. The second in command was ready to draw weapons. He was ready to give the command. So I don't know. Has there ever been a shootout between sheriffs and police? We almost had one. And based on toxic, tyrannical officials within the force.
Well, we've talked about Super Troopers, the movie.
What was that? You're very low on the mic.
It's Super Troopers, the movie, in real life.
Not to mention it. It's like real life Super Troopers. All right, we're going to take a break, guys. We'll be right back.
Oh, You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, I want to give a shout out to all my reverse Oreos out there, especially the older ones. They're rare, but they're out there. Just old white guys acting like they're black. those truly my people. It is hilarious. I wish I could show you the clip. I'll describe it, though. I was watching Your Mom's House podcast a little bit earlier before the show. I believe this was episode 620. So, yeah. They show a clip. and it's from the viewpoint of passenger, I believe wife, daughter, whoever, is holding camera phone, recording this older white male who's the driver of the truck, and he's raging. I wish I could show you the clip, but it's just stream of profanity. He's like, this cop pulled me over because I was stunting. I was stunting. And he pulled me over again and gave me another ticket. Because for stunting again, I flipped him off. You know, as you can imagine all the curse words. And he's on the phone with dispatch. Not the officer, but the driver of his truck. And he is basically complaining to dispatch about the behavior of this cop. Because you can't... I truly believe the guy was in the right. I mean, you can tell a cop to go F himself. You can give a cop the bird. It's your freedom of speech. That's your First Amendment. Okay? So long as you're not using words that are meant for fighting, saying that you're going to assault, fighting words. You can do that to a cop all you want to. You can tell him he's a expletive all you want to. But most cops don't care. They're going to violate you anyways. So he gets pulled over a third time because he was actually stopped because the cop actually had a gun on him. Cop said, "You assaulted an officer." And he proceeds to break his window and arrest him at gunpoint. Now, it's total BS because this white guy, he never assaulted this police officer. It didn't happen. It did not happen. The cop was pissed off because the guy gave him the bird, tell him to go F himself, and drove off after he got his citation. So the cop proceeded to lie and say he was run over by the truck. Even though it's all on camera, it's all been recorded. The cop proceeded to lie and say he was assaulted. So the guy is facing charges for assault on a police officer with a deadly weapon. He was all because the cop couldn't take being given the bird. It doesn't matter what color you are. These cops do not... If you're not going to kiss their butts, you are going to feel the pain. You're going to feel some pain. I can't wait. Oh my God, I can't wait till I get to the States. You guys, there are going to be some periods, I promise you guys, where I will not be doing the show because I will be in I will be in jail. I will be.
Lock up.
Doing my auditing thing. Huh?
You're going to be in lockup.
I will be in lockup. I promise you this, guys. When I do my auditing thing, I promise you. But I will. Everybody will know. Okay, my lawyer will be instructed to call everybody, call the station, call. You know, let everybody know. Hopefully, we'll have an announcement. RBN, for all you my wonderful listeners and supporters, if you would actually call the station. Police station, let them know that they got the wrong man locked up. I want to rock these people. I want to rock their worlds. I, you know, there's that situation of messing with the wrong person, but I want every person to be the wrong person that they mess with, who's obviously innocent of any crimes, who has not committed any crimes. But anyways, I just thought it was freaking hilarious. He's like, I'm stunting. Kyle's mad because I'm stunting. I was like, man, that's some early 2000s. Yeah. That's some big boy stuff. Birdman stuff.
Slab.
Like, wow.
That's Roland Slab. I got arrested Roland Slab as a white man.
Yeah, I was like, wow, see, that's what I'm talking about. He's stunting.
Dude.
And guess what?
Yeah, wait, you obviously sell crack. You're stunting in your whip, in your sweet ride. And your
Well, he had a F-154 truck.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
King Ranch edition.
And guess what? Here's the really funny part. He was Canadian. This happened in Canada.
He said, I'm stunting in my F-150, eh? Just got back from the oil fields up there in Alberta. What's the big deal?
You put all those elements together. White guy, speaking ebonics, cursing out a cop, in an F-150.
With a Canadian accent.
Well, you couldn't really tell, but the only reason why you know is because Tom Segura prefaced the actual video on his show.
Okay, but we're talking Trailer Park Boys. We're talking Trailer Park Boys West Coast edition at this point. And Tom Segura, you mentioned your mom's house.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in Austin. You know, they're kind of like the lower level of the Joe Brogan podcast with, you know, the husband and wife team. They had a team up.
They don't have a Jamie.
They do have a Jamie. Put it on the screen, Jamie. Put it on the screen.
I know you don't like your mom's house as much as I do.
No, it's a great show. Look. It's a great show. No,
it's funny.
My lady loves it, and I've enjoyed many a minute and hour on watching your mom's house podcast. But come on, who are these people? I mean, I'd go to JP Sears first, you know. Awaken with JP. That, you know, it.
Well, I watch your mom's house to get away from the political stuff.
Exactly.
I start my day with an episode. I'll usually hit it midday, you know, while I'm gaming, whatever. Then I'll hit another episode before the show, before I do my show.
You're getting me into the Eastern European conflict at this point because, you know, she's like kind of like my people, you know, the woman.
The Hungarian, Christina Prusinski.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with these kind of people. I mean, and she's really so cool. Cute. You know, compared to the people I actually grew up with that, you know, grew up 40, 50 years earlier than her, you know, she's cool. But I don't know, something grates on me when I hear her and her, you know, I'm going to just say it, dude. Her husband's like a cuck. Her husband just—he strikes me as a cuck, dude, and I don't like it. You know, Tom.
He has said many times he would let his wife, you know,
good Lord, pal down with somebody else. Don't even say it. Just don't even say it. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't like these people. You know, it's like that, like JP Sears. It's weird because usually people like RBN listeners have a big problem with certain people, and I'm like, no, man, this guy's not that bad, you know, like J.P. Sears, he's very sarcastic, you know, so everybody's like, and how does he get away with it, you know what I mean? He can do, like, a fake news broadcast literally saying all of the banned phrases, words, references, but I don't know how do you have to tag it? Does it need to be, you know, specifically laid out in front of the, I don't understand how he gets away with that. And I don't like him, but he's good, and he moved to Austin, and, you know, thanks for being here, JP. You know, if anybody's
everybody's moving to Austin.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm Joe Rogan. Okay, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Like, I haven't listened to a Joe Rogan, like a word from Joe Rogan in months, because what's the point? You know, like I hear the echo. You know what I mean? The echo is everywhere. I don't have to listen to the.
Exactly.
I'm not standing right next to him when he whatever says what he's saying. It's just reverberating throughout. But yeah, no, your mom's house is cool. It's cool. Don't make me find where you live. I'm gonna dox these people. Get doxed.
Well, I absolutely wish I could. Well, we need to do a Friday show. We need to come up with something. I definitely want to do comedy. This show is gonna, I don't know, it's gonna wear me down one day. I gotta have something to counterbalance, or you know.
Well,
let's
you know, you wanna talk shop. I mean, there's always people waiting in the wings. You know, it doesn't mean we're pushing anyone out, but we have, you know, we have to make way at some point. And hey, that it's like a laser beam, you know, if we focusing the effort doesn't mean that it's less effective. So we're going to do some things for sure. And the Friday show, we've talked about it. I don't know how much I want to like say on the air, but I think we could have a good, you know, your mom's house style show Friday night, a little bit of a, like a relationship.
Love vine-ish.
Wellness sort of thing, you know. And it's coming up. I mean, it's kind of already on its way. So we'll see. And it's going to be a collaboration. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if I've made that as clear to you personally as I would like to, but I think we can do some collaboration. That,
well, we gotta do something before TikTok gets banned.
Yeah,
because that's on its way.
The whole you know, you played the clip last night. The guy that does the, you know, covers the technology, and he's like, "Oh, Samsung, I thought you were good, and now, you know, you used to hate TikTok, and now you've got it preloaded and installed on the phones." You know, that dude's fun, dude. That's a good guy.
Yeah, Lewis Rossman. Definitely, people should go to his channel and support him for sure.
And he's quick.
I might reach out to him and get him on the show. I might.
That would be amazing. I mean, he's quick. He's to the point. It's like, you know, it's drive-by content, but it's quality. You know. He's not just spraying with the, you know, bootleg Uzi. He's got the AK-47 on full auto. good stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, what do you think? You want to play another clip?
You know.
We got Tucker.
We got to get to that Tucker. I want people to hear this. This is hilarious.
Don Lemon. Here we go.
We will concede we have spent many happy years making fun of Mr. Don Lemon of CNN, and at times we'll concede we've been a little cruel. But even as we have mocked him, and we have, there has been, honestly, an undercurrent of real affection. We kind of admired Don Lemon. How can a man so obviously limited have such boundless self-esteem? Doesn't he know he's an idiot? No. He has no idea. This is the guy who once suggested that a commercial airliner had been eaten by a black hole. And when people laughed at him, he seemed completely unbothered by their laughter. In a world of intellectual pretense, Don Lemon is not ashamed of being dumb. Or for that matter, ashamed of anything else. When he got fired last year from his primetime gig for low ratings and reassigned to mornings, he told viewers it was a promotion, and he seemed to mean it. So whatever else you say about Mr. Don Lemon, he is unflappable. Or so we assumed. It turns out there is, in fact, one thing that bothers Don Lemon, and that's not being the prettiest person on the set. That drives him insane. So possibly as a kind of torture, a kind of punishment, CNN's new president, Chris Licht, paired Don Lemon with two much younger, much more attractive co-hosts, Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow. and the normally steely Don Lemon began to melt down before our very eyes. The other day, for example, after Caitlin Collins interviewed a Republican member of Congress, Don Lemon launched into an attack on Republicans that wasn't actually an attack on Republicans, but a not-so-veiled attack on his co-host, Caitlin Collins. Can't do that. Producers in the control room turned up the music to get him to be quiet. We're going to commercial now. But he shushed them to keep attacking her. Watch this.
Thank you for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. That's going to be it. That's the time that we're in, where facts are sort of flexible.
That's why we got Caitlin Collins on the Hill.
Things out there.
Fact-checking in real time. It was a great interview.
Citing incredible sources, like citing the New York Post as a credible source and saying that facts are, it's just, I can't believe that we're here.
Caitlin, that was a great interview. All right, moving on.
Anyway, well, now moving on, because that's a big issue when it comes to the American, hold on please with the music. That's a big issue when it comes to the American people. The American people are going to have to suffer through all of this stuff, from election deniers to people who don't believe in facts. We don't have a shared reality. And now it's taken center stage to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This is Thanksgiving at the alcoholic passive-aggressive family's house. The American people, shrieks Don Lemon. The American people. Of course, it's not about the American people. It's definitely not about, quote, facts. Facts. No. It's about how Don Lemon feels about himself. CNN president Chris Licht really ought to sit down with this guy over a few mango White Claws and just let him know that just because somebody else is pretty doesn't mean that you're ugly. It's okay, Don. You're beautiful inside.
The claw.
Or something. Is it going to work? We don't know, but they got to try something. Don Lemon is on the brink. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel.
All right. All right. What,
he doesn't drink the limon claw? He's drinking the mangoes?
Well, you know, that's something I also wanted to get into. This must be something that has appeared since I've been gone.
The
What's
claw?
With this White Claw?
The claw's
V.
Mr. Sir V, the claw is the law. It's just when you're out at the lake in the hill country of Central Texas, or on the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Houston or Tampa Bay, the claw is the law. You drink the White Claw. I don't know. That insert laugh track here. It's a seltzer. It's a seltzer. You drink the seltzer. You know, they taste like garbage. But like, you know, it's like garbage light, you know? So you're going to be okay. You know, you can bring your, you know, 12 pack or a case or whatever and you're good. But come on, man. That was funny. I mean, Don Lemon. I prefer to call him Don Lemon, you know. Who is this guy? You know, it's like if we're gonna bring up race, which I believe me, I'm gonna do this sidetrack for just 30 seconds. You send me all these clips of all these they're dark skinned people, they're black, they're half Hispanic, they're, you know, I always see all of the clips of the poor white people, you know, the elderly white woman getting just killed by police in the hospital. You know, I see the white guy, he looks like he's tweaking. He may be tweaking on the methamphetamine, and he's dead, you know, because he was picking up his little brother at school and smoked a cigarette, got in the wrong car. You know, it's like we could do a whole... You know, we could do a whole thing where we, you know, it would kind of be funny to actually just do, like, let's you and I both find as many white people clips as we can, because they're a little, you know.
I've got a list for everything.
There you go. And I'm telling you, I mean, I got to make one more comment just off of my own, what I wanted to get into, but some of those kids, like the kid at the convenience store, I was like, oh my God. I mean, I get it. I get the whole, like, I'm going to fight back, but I would never do that. And I'm kind of, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'm one of these targeted individuals, you know, I'm out of place kind of guy, you know what I mean? And these young black kids that they go all out, and I'm like, I would not recommend, you know, as your attorney, I would not recommend you wrestle the police officer who, you know, falsely accuses you of having drugs in the convenience store. I would recommend go to jail, you know, deal with it later, because that's kind of how we started this whole thing. But so I'm seeing some it. I don't like it because it's a bad example. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a good look. You don't.
Well, I mean,
you don't wrestle the police.
When you got a cop like that that shows up, automatically targets you, even though he has no description.
Oh, I get it. No, I get it.
If I were in shape, you know, young kid, knowing what I know, I would have ran. I would have been jumping fences. I would have ran.
Well, yeah. Well, he
because
ran into the woods.
If you're going to put charges, assault charges, clearly they haven't touched you. I mean, those charges are going to come up whether you're peaceful with the guy or not. If this cop wants you, he's going to take you.
Yeah.
So you're better off maybe trying to get away.
Well, that's the whole point. It's like, I don't want, you know, I don't know what they call it on the record, but it's an interaction. You know, I hope they expunged his whole record. You know, specifically the young 16-year-old black man in the convenience store. I mean, he wrestled away from the cop told him, yeah, the cop broke a lot of rules, but I think my main concern is you've played a lot of clips, at least 3, 4, maybe 5, where people are I don't know what the word is. They're challenging lawful orders. Like when a police officer says, "Do this," you know, if he asks you, like, "Oh, can you, or would you mind?" That's different. But you played a lot of clips where people are getting told, like, "Get down, do this, go there." And I mean, you know, notwithstanding all of the, like, you're getting
that, but tasered. That comes secondary to. We have the suspicion of you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now get down. And they skip that entire step.
And we've always known it's been 30 years, everybody, you know, like the cops break all the rules. You know, you're lucky if you get, that's a lot of thunder out here. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, dude. Wow.
I like it.
That's a big one. That is a big one. Yeah, you're lucky if the cop, I lost my train of thought on that one, but you're lucky if you can get away. Ooh, uh-oh. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have we seen anybody actually kill an unlawful police or whatever law enforcement
official? Well, they're all afraid for their lives, but it's not ever happened. It's not happening at all. That's a wonderful point. How many cops have you heard getting killed? None. But hey, we got to take this commercial break. Top of the hour. We'll come right back. Stay tuned.
You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.